Today's show is brought to you by HelloFresh. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, please visit HelloFresh.com and enter code CADCAST30. Podcast episode number 546. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man who wants to know where his free games are, Wombat.
It's not that I want to know.
Yeah, go on.
It was funny to me that you both were sent something and I wasn't, and I don't think either of you asked for it.
But why
and
is that just funny?
Because it's funny to me.
But things like that happen. So we were talking about...
Not really. I don't think that's ever happened before.
But
where what? It happens all the time. We just don't tell you about it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
But it happens in all different ways. It happens like, you know, Thorbon will get invited to things at E3 that I don't get invited to. And I don't...
It just was funny to me that they randomly sent... Well, not randomly, but out of the blue sent the two of you codes. And I was skipped over. I'm assuming it might actually be the E3 list. Is that what... Or something? But whatever.
Yes, because we get invited to the Microsoft E3 conference.
Yeah, which I didn't because I'm not going, which makes... That makes sense. So,
right.
But anyway, I don't really care that much.
We were talking about this before we started.
You're not
recording.
Getting the fat checks we are.
That's right. We're talking about the state of decay, which I guess we'll talk about more later. But that game is on the Game Pass anyway, which I have. So it's, yeah.
Well, this version comes with more stuff.
It does?
Yeah.
I don't think mine came with any. I don't think I got that version. Mine just said, like, regular version. Oh, Ultimate Edition, it says.
So there you go.
Oh, wait, but we get the thing. I don't feel like I got anything extra, though.
It might not be in there yet.
Okay, good.
I feel like you've gotten the season pass.
All right,
see, you guys, it bums me. It bums me out a little bit, but whatever. I'll say that.
Wombat, I want you to know that I knew that you felt bad about it, so I contacted the guy who sent me the code, and I asked him on your behalf for a code so that we could play. I didn't know that Shipwreck got a code, but I said, you know, if you could send another code for my buddy Wombat, then we could play some co-op, because I believe that's one of the big features of State of Decay is the co-op, online co-op play.
We should play some co-op, Chibi.
I didn't know you had it. I wasted my time writing this email.
It's fine. It's fine.
Right.
I have not had a chance to play it yet, so I'm looking forward to your impressions,
cool.
And then I will play some shortly.
Yes.
I just had a busy week.
We just like busting Wombat's balls as soon as possible into the show. We started busting his balls before the show started about this. And we quickly had to...
And I honestly don't care. I really don't care that much. I find it funny more than anything else. But
Do I. That's why I wanted to hit record as soon as possible.
Yeah. No, yes. We are all laughing at the same joke.
Good.
Yes. That's fine with me.
Excellent. Well, there'll be more jokes as the show continues.
I hope
some maybe. At your expense, some
always at my expense,
some also at your expense.
Mm-hmm. I really hope I'm not having an aneurysm because this pain in my head is very strange.
Oh, what do you mean?
I have this weird sharp pain in the back left, I guess, of my skull.
Have some water.
That started like an hour ago.
Hmm. Breathe.
And I'm hoping it's not like, you know, like I said, like some sort of aneurysm.
All right. Well, I'll try not to make you laugh too hard.
Thanks.
Let's have a nice relaxing show. Take a deep breath.
If I start slurring my words more than usual, call an ambulance.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Deep breaths, everybody. Deep breaths.
What's going on in your life?
My barbecue grill came today. I'm living that grill life right now.
Did you build it? Is it something you had to build?
No, because Amazon's got that free hookup, you know?
They
put it together for you if you buy it.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Sometimes depends on when you buy it. If you buy it at the right time, they'll set up a guy to come over.
I didn't get that luxury with the bunk bed that I built over the weekend.
Yeah, so. You need that. And out of that, how many hours did it take?
Three.
Two people?
Two people.
Yeah, all right. And it came out okay? Like it wasn't wobbly at the end?
Wobbly, that thing, it would take a hurricane to move that thing.
Okay, good. Because the worst thing is when you spend 3 hours and then you're like, oh, and then it's like...
Oh, no. That thing is never moving. Perfect. Ever. Oh, uh-huh. Cool. Yeah. And he loves it. So I guess everybody wins.
Right.
Yeah.
What were we talking about before the bed?
Oh, your barbecue. Oh, how'd it go?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. And I had to buy a propane tank today for the first time.
Have you used it yet? Have you grilled anything?
No, the guy comes tomorrow to put it together.
Oh, what kind is it?
Like one with a Weber. Everybody say get the Weber.
A Weber propane. Is it the, what does it look like?
Silver.
Silver. Is it like the barrel-y kind of one? Or is it the one that looks like a buoy?
It's a Baba Booey.
Okay.
I got a Baba Booey.
Those aren't that hard to put together.
It supposedly takes several hours to put together, according to the reviews. And when they offer a guy to do it for free...
Totally do that.
Especially if it involves a gas of flammable material. I mean, a can of flammable material.
I understood.
Is it the Genesis? Is that what you have?
Yes, Genesis.
All right.
Just like Star Trek II.
Mm-hmm. That's what I have a Genesis as well, I believe.
How long did it take you to put together?
I didn't.
See, he's an engineer. I didn't even put it together.
I bought it. Pre-put together. I put like the like little tray things on the sides.
That doesn't count.
And I think the knobs on.
Knobs.
But the rest of it came all pre-assembled when I bought it.
And that is, you did not get the buoy shaped one. You got the kettle-y, the one that's, it has a handle and it lifts up the top. And
yeah,
it just
looks like a regular grill.
Yeah. When you say Weber, I think of the ones that look like a ball.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I got this one because it was silver. And I like the silver one. And it's stainless, you know, it's stainless steel and it's supposed to be good too.
I'm sure it's great. It's a Weber grill. How bad could it really be?
Exactly. The key is that we use it. So I'll be
with the burner? Does it have a burner?
No. I didn't want to get into the four digit zone of grills, you know.
I see a Weber Genesis 2 that's actually fairly affordable.
Four figure zone. Pardon me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see if hopefully
I see
use
some
it.
Of them that go for like $1,700. I don't think you need that.
No. How about some show feedback? Or no?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's you. Are you okay?
I'm like, oh, you're talking to me.
Should I call the ambulance? Hold on. I'm getting my phone.
Oh, sorry. So, no, it's all me. That's my fault. So Thomas96 had to say that he has $20 on Wombat beating Cheapy in Injustice 2. Then he gave me a little pep talk and he said, Wombat, you played 200 hours in that game and collected everything. You should be able to beat Cheapy. Besides winning, he also expects me to have better dressed characters. And he also wanted to know what the model number for Shipwreck Speaker was. But first we could talk about Injustice 2 because we did play. We did stream it.
Right. My mistake was that I didn't play. I didn't like have a warm-up match because I forgot, you know, all the buttons and stuff.
Well, when we first played, we didn't realize that we needed to turn off the gear stats. So when we played with gear stats, I beat you in all those matches, but those don't really count.
Right.
And when we were evenly matched, we were 2-2.
Yes.
So there you go.
I need a little bit of a training. If we want to like be serious about it. Which we don't need to be, but if we were
no,
going to
I don't,
be,
I don't, I can't imagine why we would be.
I don't know. Maybe people like to watch it.
I guess. I mean, yeah, you want to practice for a while and then beat me? Go for it.
I don't know. I mean, like one day. Uh-huh. No, that was fun. It was a good time.
I thought so. I thought we had a good time.
Yes.
And my characters were my characters were all better dressed than yours. So that's just a fact.
Mine were stock.
Yep. And mine had a cool Aquaman with a shell on his shoulder. And I had a naked Harley Quinn. So
right.
Is that how Harley Quinn works? Like, as you upgrade her, you get less clothes on her?
Pretty much.
That's the goal, I think, is just to basically remove all of her clothing. For most gamers,
I'm thinking. It's just a striptease.
That was that was an intentional outfit that I put together just for the stream.
Right. You're saying our audience consists of men child people?
Yes, mostly. I thought you really that was mostly for you, but yeah, sure, audience. Blame it on the audience. Oh. I did do the year one event too. I did that this evening. And got, what was it? It was 34 platinum boxes.
Now Harley Quinn wears a thong.
Basically. I haven't opened all 34 yet. I've only opened like 14.
That's a lot.
34, yeah. Could you imagine, you know, think of it like in an Overwatch event that when you were finished, you had 31 loot boxes.
I could not even comprehend that happening.
That's basically what happened. It was 34 of them for doing this event.
They need to do that soon in Overwatch, because it takes way too long, whether I'm playing on PC or Xbox. It takes way too long to get into just a regular quick play. Even forget about the arcade matches, just like a regular quick play, come on.
Yeah, so I was very excited to get 34 boxes. I've never, yeah, that's the most I've ever had from one event by far.
That's crazy.
Usually it's like three.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to take a while to open all those.
Give the speaker a model number for the guy.
Yeah. What'd you get?
Oh, it's the Altec Lansing Sonic Boom.
Did you get two?
Model number IMT802.
Did you get a second one yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting for the...
Oh, to hit the 70 mark?
Yeah, to hit the 70% off mark now, because I went back to my Target and they had like two end caps full of these.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a waiting game now.
Can you... How many would you say they have there?
Oh, how many do they have in a store? I thought you were asking me how many am I going to buy.
No. That's the next question.
They had, I would say, maybe 15 of them.
Is that enough? Can you build a chair out of them? Because that would be pretty.
You could build a chair out of them, yeah.
Because we may need to make that happen. We may need to like crowdfund this.
I don't know.
I could float. I could float and like a pool in it because they're waterproof and they float.
And they float.
Dude, and they float,
dude. We got to keep an eye on the situation very closely.
I think you need what? Yeah, let's see. So is there, I mean.
You don't have a pool though, do you?
Do you have a subwoofer outside though? Do you have a subwoofer or do you not need one with these?
Dude, speakers? It is a subwoofer.
Basically. No, it's like it's a big speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need a subwoofer for it. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking like, you know, five of them would probably be good because then you could have outdoor surround sound.
There's no spectacle in five.
Well, it's not going to do surround sound. Like it's just going to
blast you.
It's just going to blare out of all of them.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's kind of a bummer.
They're good though. Like I highly recommend this. And we watched our first movie of the summer outside, Paddington 2.
Mm-hmm. How was it?
Have you seen Paddington 1?
I have not.
Really? You haven't?
Yeah. Everyone else in this house has. I have not.
Okay. Paddington 1's fantastic. Paddington 2 is not quite as good, but it still gets the job done. Hugh Grant does a good job in it.
Like Karate Kid too.
Yeah, like it's weird. Like there's like prolonged periods of this movie where Paddington just isn't in it. Like it's just like people.
Well, I'm assuming that was just cheaper.
I don't know. Yeah, it ends up, it's not a cheap movie like the way they make it though, because like the visuals are great and everything. You've seen Paddington, right, Cheapy?
I think I've seen a little of it. I may have like, we may have rented it and I was maybe took a nap during it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know it's good and all that, but
yeah, it's very good. That you might be right, Wombat. They might have just
said, a save on the CGI. It's like, oh, let's just have Paddington in a little less. Cause every time he shows up, that's like $1 million.
Right.
Trust me, you know, I know it's like on Legends of Tomorrow. Why is the Atom never small or in the suit? Because it's expensive. Why is Firestorm never Firestorm? Because it's expensive.
I feel like Paddington probably has a little bit bigger budget than that. But
oh, I know. They probably
they've spent some of the Paddington money on Hugh Grant, probably.
I don't think so. I think Hugh Grant is asking for too much.
That's charming.
My theory.
He's charming.
He is charming.
There's a lot of charming guys out there.
What have you ever seen a Hugh Grant movie, though, and you weren't happy to see him on screen?
I like that movie that he made where he plays the guy from Wham, the other guy from Wham, but they don't say that they're Wham. That's a good movie.
That is a good
movie. Drew Barrymore. That's a good one.
I haven't even heard of that.
Music and Lyrics. That is the name of that movie that I just pulled out of my aneurysm brain.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
Yep. 2 weeks' Notice is also a good Hugh Grant vehicle.
Oh, jeez.
Where Sandra Bullock gets diarrhea on a bridge.
I haven't seen any of these.
I saw I saw both of those in the theater while I was dating my wife.
That sounds right. Yeah, that's a similar situation for me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I saw
now he's the villain in Paddington 2.
I saw Requiem for a Dream with my while I was dating my wife.
That is not a date movie.
It's the first date movie. Our first date, I think, actually. Yeah, it wasn't a good
date. Ours was So I Married an Axe Murderer.
That's a good date movie.
Yep.
I'm on board with that. I have watched that movie with girls, but not on dates. That was like I had that on VHS, and I would watch that with girls in college.
How'd that go? How'd that work out for you?
As pretty well, actually.
You were entertained?
Yeah.
Good.
And sure. It was just an excuse.
Yeah. I had Super Bomberman in my room.
How'd that work out for you?
Couldn't get these guys out of my room. I would be in class and people would be in my room playing Super Bomberman. How'd you get in the fuck my room? I locked it before I left. My buddy had
a hammock in my room. It was pretty cool.
How many hacky sacks did you have?
I did not have a hacky sack. I had 3 guitars and a hammock.
Three?
3.
Wow.
What did you do with 3 guitars?
Well, one was electric and one was acoustic and one was kind of like a piece of junk.
It was somewhere in between.
Yeah.
That's a lot of guitars for a dorm room.
Yeah. It was the fraternity house room.
Oh. I didn't know you were in a fraternity.
Yes.
Lambda, lambda, lambda?
Yes. And Omega Moves. I was vice president of my fraternity.
Great.
Sigma Alpha Mu. What?
I was historian of mine.
I was philanthropy chairman of mine. What do you think of that?
Great.
Yep. I was also a
bunch of frat boys.
Yeah, I know.
Totally.
Frat boy, frat cast. Welcome to frat cast number 546. Today we're going to talk about paddles.
And eating jizz cookies. Sorry.
Yeah.
In kitchens, how do they get clean?
All right. How about some Watch This Bitches?
Sure.
This was like the big bloodbath week where like a million TV shows got canceled and everybody cried on the internet.
Upfronts.
Oh, is that why?
Yeah, it's Upfront week.
So, yeah, they canceled Lucifer, which is kind of a bummer.
Yep. Sorry.
Yeah. It was trending on Twitter for a while, and maybe Netflix will get it.
Yeah, it was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, that one got saved.
Like, right away. But S.H.I.E.L.D. was renewed for a 6th season, which was exciting and actually unexpected. This week's season finale was filmed as a series finale, so it'll be interesting to see how they pull this off.
Lucifer's season finale was not. It's a big cliffhanger.
Oh, that's a bummer. They did that with the last episode of Agent Carter was also a cliffhanger. So we'll never find out who killed that guy.
Oh, well.
But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., the next season, I heard may be starting after the next Avengers movie. Like, they're not going to bring it back until late next year. Because they'll tie all that together.
All right.
Yeah.
It's exciting times we live in.
It is exciting times. I mean, you know, I'm sorry that your show is canceled, but my show is coming back.
Yeah. It's, you know, probably just like Paddington 2, you know, Lucifer has some special effects in it. And it just makes the show more expensive than probably Brooklyn 99 probably doesn't have a lot of special effects.
No, it probably has, and it's like, what, two sets? Yeah. Sometimes we're outside.
I'd like to tell you that I watched more of Cobra Kai, but I did convince Mrs. Chibi to watch the first episode with me again. I had to watch it again. It was the first time for her.
We knew what you meant.
Yeah. So she, I was just basically watching her face while she was watching it because she's pretty into Karate Kid. I guess she had seen it a bunch of times. She seemed to enjoy it. So I think we're going to be watching it together. I think my mission was successful. So that's big news. But I haven't watched any more. We only just got that first episode. I think that's it for Watch This Bitches. Oh, I got my Deadpool 2 tickets for Saturday. So did I. So next week.
We're going at two different theaters at different times, but we're going.
I have to go in the morning while Ty's at Japanese school. And
I have to go in the evening while my children are asleep.
Yeah. It'll be fun, hopefully. Mm-hmm. The reviews are good, I'm assuming.
Yeah, they've been very good. Surprisingly good.
What about Solo?
Solo is also getting, it's getting decent reviews.
I don't trust
the
reviews.
It's not getting trashed.
I don't trust
the reviews. It's getting the same reviews as Deadpool is.
Yeah, basically. Are you interested in seeing Lando?
Lando in the movie or a separate Lando movie?
A separate Lando movie that was announced today.
I just think I realized.
It was announced, really?
Yeah.
It wasn't announced.
Yes, it was. Kathleen Kennedy announced it today.
I don't think that's what happened. It is? I thought you said we would consider it. Oh, in the works. Lando movie. Then it says, no, it's not. They want to do it.
Lando movie.
Yeah, it's not in the works. They want to do it.
Okay, fine.
I don't think these movies are for me. And as long if Ty doesn't, you know, ask me to go see them, then I'm probably not going to see them. Definitely not going to see them in the theater. When they're on Netflix, you know, anything can happen. If I watch 45 minutes of the week of, good chance I'll dive into these movies. But I don't know. They're not doing it for me.
I think you'll see it once it's on cable or whatever it is you watch.
Yeah, Netflix.
It'll be on Netflix or the Disney streaming service if you invest in that when that comes out.
Right.
There's going to be so many services. Ugh.
It's all cheaper than cable, though.
Oh, I know.
If you don't care about the sports, then it'll work out for you in the end. If you want to watch local sports, then you're basically, you know, you're on the hook for cable regardless, unless they sort that all out at some point.
I'm interested to see what they offer on the Disney one. I'm very interested to see how how DC Access works also. Because sure. I like the ideas of the shows that they say they're making for that, but I don't know how good those shows are going to be.
Well, you'll watch them anyways.
Oh, I'll watch them. I just want them to be good. I mean, you know, maybe I can have my cake and eat it too. I don't think I'm asking for the moon here.
Sure. We have a Read This Bitches.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot of comics still.
Good.
So I read the first, I don't know, five issues of Ms. Marvel.
Okay.
Kamala Khan.
Yes. I was going to say the Kamala Khan. I've read those. Up to, I actually read whatever issue came out 9 months ago. I read today. Okay. I'm up to date as of 9 months.
Gotcha.
Or six months or whatever it is.
The first five issues are whatever. They put them together in the trade paperback. The first trade paperback.
Yeah.
Is free on Amazon Prime. So I read through those. And then when I was at Ollie's, they had, I think, two and three for $4 each, I think.
Well, that's a good price. I've read all of those because I believe the last issue I read was 26 or 27. So
okay. It's fun. It's a fun comic.
I'm totally into it. I've read, like I said, I've read every single one that's available to me. So
And I guess the rumor is that she's going to possibly be in the new Captain Marvel movie.
I wouldn't be surprised. I know that it would make sense for them to give her own movie. It's besides the fact that she's just a good character that should have her own movie. I could see them trying to skew towards have you ever read any of the Champion stuff?
Not really, I don't think.
That's good. The new Champion stuff is really good. I like it. That's, you know, a younger superhero team with Kamala Khan and Miles Morales and Amadeus Chow and all these Cyclopses in it too.
Amadeus Chow is this person's name.
Cho? Amadeus Cho. Cho, sorry.
Well, I mean, okay.
Whatever. That was the part that Chibi was on. Right,
I know. That's his name. He's the Hulk.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I thought they were making a Ms. Marvel movie already, and it starred a blonde woman.
Two different characters. That's Captain Marvel. Ms. Marvel becomes Captain Marvel, and then this is a new Ms. Marvel.
And Captain Marvel is the third Captain Marvel.
Yes.
And the first Captain Marvel is in the movie that stars the third Captain Marvel.
I stopped listening.
Jude Law plays
Ms. Marvel and Captain Marvel, two different people. Got it. At some point, the rest can be revealed to me when it enters.
You see, Mar-Vell is a Kree soldier who gets the powers of the... Yeah.
Why did they name it Marvel? I mean...
It's Mar-Vell.
It's fucking Marvel. It's when the company is called Marvel Comics and you spell the character's name the same way, it becomes Marvel.
Do you want to know the reason after you just get complained and whined?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a Fawcett comic books character / now DC comic book character also named Captain Marvel. And when Marvel won their lawsuit against DC Comics, I believe they had to have a character with that name.
Sure, because they would lose it otherwise.
Yeah.
Okay,
and that would be the reason why.
That's
why there's Shazam and Captain Marvel.
Wow. Yeah, I know, it makes sense.
Yep, you asked. That, I believe, is the reason.
They're protecting their trademark.
DC should have went with a character called Mapton Carvel.
He serves ice cream all over the world. That's why he's Mapton Carvel.
All right, how about some new releases?
Sure. I know I've been playing one. I've been playing some Horizon Chase Turbo on PS4.
That's the Outrun-ish type game.
Outrun / reminds me a little bit of like Hard Driving.
I liked Hard Driving.
Yeah, it's the type, like, it's definitely...
Rad Racer?
Yeah, like Rad Racer, that same type of thing. Like,
can you push the select button and it switches to 3D?
I haven't tried that yet. Mm. But it has the whole thing like where you kind of can't see very far in the distance, and like even the turns you're taking are so like big and like have like signs and flags around. Like, there, it's obviously they did it back in the day because they had to, like, they only had so much power to work with, but this one still, like, it takes that same feel and everything and the same kind of graphic style, but it looks really obviously sharp now because it's all HD, but it still has kind of the polygon look to the backgrounds. The cars are kind of, I would say, more styled after something like Cruisin' USA. They kind of have that same feel to them, but it's a fun little arcade racer. Like, you start behind 20 cars and you get to weave your way through them till you get to first. And it's got that old style feel where it kind of feels like the car is like in slots type of thing. Like, when you're taking a turn, you're not like, it's not realistic. Like, you're staying on the road. Unless you're like really going way too fast, it kind of like hugs to the road.
I think the idea is that you want to be able to enjoy the visuals a little bit. And
yeah, it's got a cool soundtrack to it. It's fun to look at. That's for sure.
Yeah, they sent me a review code of this, but I haven't had a chance to play it.
Did you get review code for this, Wombat?
I did not get a review code.
No, I thought you did. Oh no, that was something else.
Yeah, something else.
I think I got this. Well, I asked for it, though. They sent me like a... You know, I get these emails with like their press releases.
Yeah, no, I asked for it as well because I've been following it for a little while and it looked cool.
Yeah, no, I didn't ask for it and I didn't get one and I'm more than okay with that.
They actually sent me, now that I look, they sent me multiple emails like following up, like, we really want to give this to you. Don't you want to take it?
They knew. This, I very much think this is up our alley.
Chief. Yeah, and it's got couch co-op, I think. I mean, couch multiplayer?
Yeah, it definitely has couch multiplayer. It's
four-way.
The way the game is set up, it's very much like an old-style arcade game. You start off in California, and you have all your different circuits that you do there, and then you do this like bonus race. And if you win the bonus race, you get to choose an upgrade, and it upgrades across all your cars. So, like my first upgrade, I think I picked like some suspension or something to make the handling better, and everything like increases the speed at the same time. So whatever you pick, it's going to increase the speed. But yeah, it's cool. I think it's $20, somewhere in that range.
That's it is Horizon Chase Turbo. Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Now I'm curious if the PC version supports like high frame rate. It probably does.
Would it matter with something like this?
I don't know. I don't know. What do I know? I've only had one for a week. We'll talk about that later, though. New releases. Okay. More. Give them
more.
To us. Are there any more?
We're struggling because we're doing this before Tech-Dash Gaming.
I've been playing Walden.
For real?
Yeah. I got the Walden game.
That's what they're sending you?
That's what they sent me.
How is it?
Are you familiar with the works of Henry David Thoreau and Walden Woods?
I mean, I know of it. I'm not like super familiar, but...
Well, if you would like to be super familiar, I highly recommend this game where you walk around in the woods and you build your house and you go fishing and you read books and you go visit Ralph Waldo Emerson and you read his books. Mm. And then you can go to into Concord, Massachusetts and see what that was like during that time. And then you could go back to your house in the woods and you could read more books and you could catch more fish and then you go to sleep.
I would love for Ty to play this.
It's a good, like if you, like I played this game with Sabrina next to me on the couch and I'm like, well, this is based on a real person. Who was the person? And we started talking about who he was and what he did and who Emerson was. And one of the books that they discuss is the Iliad. So we started talking about the Iliad. So yeah, if you want your children to actually get an education, this is a good game for that.
Speaking of that, oh, that's cool though, Walden. I mean,
yeah,
I'm joking, but like I'm half joking because I think I'm a little interested.
Yeah, I'm sure they would also give you a code for that if you asked for it nicely.
One of my friends sent me a message the other day, and he's like, you know, my kid's getting a little older, and I'm thinking about buying a console. Which one has the best educational games on it? And I was like, none of them. You know, just stick with iPad, basically, which is so weird to me still. Remember, like, for years I've been saying Nintendo, at least, should take the ball and run with it, since they have, you know, sort of like the best cartoon characters that they can.
Donkey Kong Jr. Math 2.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a no-brainer. These are games that are cheap to make, which Nintendo loves. They love to put together stuff that's cheap to produce, that uses their IP. They've had good success in Japan with stuff like this. I don't know why they just don't put out a couple of games for the Switch. The Switch would be perfect for it because it's portable and touchscreen.
Should come out with what was it? A Brain Trainer? Is that what it was called?
Yeah, it was. They had a brain training game and they had an English a game that taught you English.
And well, that didn't come out here though.
No, but there's a market for educational software, and I don't know. They don't even seem to take. It seems like such a low risk. I don't know. For Nintendo, I'm saying, to do it. Other people would have a higher risk. But Nintendo, with the characters and everything, just can't cost very much to put this stuff together. And
Super Mario Spelling.
You'd sell consoles over it. When your friends ask you, what's the console with the educational software, you wouldn't say iPad. So, yeah. And he was grateful for my advice. And, yeah. Exciting
Wario
story.
Wario words.
I mean, yeah. I'm not. This is not crazy talk, right, Chip? I mean, is this. What's the. Why not?
That sounds fine. I having just gotten an iPad for my daughter, she seems pretty happy with that.
Yeah. No, of course. There's a ton of great educational software for it. I mean, there was years ago when Ty
it's
was
crazy now.
Yeah, it must be like, insane now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just goes to show you there's a big market for it. And look, it's just another thing that if one company does it, it's one thing that they could put in their marketing, another checkbox they could check off on their marketing list, run commercials for it. And I don't know. Seems like a no-brainer, but nobody asked me. What else?
For the Switch, Yonder, the Cloud Catcher Chronicles came out. That, I assume, is very good on the Switch because that seems like it would be a good fit there. That's the game that's kind of like a exploration-based Harvest Moon type of thing. It's like Zelda, very, very light.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Walden if you also
fought RPG
a couple
elements.
Monsters every once in a while.
I like that.
Yep. Let's see. I'm struggling here because I have to go to Metacritic to see what all is coming out this week.
See Wizard of Legend? I've
That's supposed to be pretty good, right?
Yep. It's like a roguelike... 2D dungeon
right.
crawler.
I remember looking at this before.
And yep. You're a wizard, and you. But it sounds like it's pretty hard. So I don't. Maybe not for me. But it's supposed to be pretty good. And I know that Dale North did the soundtrack, so I'm sure the soundtrack is good. But it sounds like it's too hard for me. For an old man. Anything else in new releases?
I don't know.
You know what I played? It came out last. It came out of early access last week and I didn't talk about was the Conan game. Was it Age of Exiles?
Uh-huh.
I played a good amount of that actually last week because it came out of early access and I wanted to see what the final version was like. They actually have an offline single player like mode of that game. You know, it's still a survival roguelike game, although you can set it so you keep your stuff if you want to do that too. Like they actually make it fairly user friendly, but I will say, you know, but then when you die though, you start all the way back at the beginning. Like I made it pretty far along on the map and then I got killed by a crocodile because, you know, that's what happens sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I had to start pretty far back, but it was cool. You know, I made some clothes. I made a bedroll and made it to a town.
I didn't realize this is on console too.
Yeah. I have it on the Xbox One. So I played that. I mean, I like Conan. I like open world RPGs. I figured I'd give it a shot. I don't know if survival games like that are really for me per se. But
is this just
a
retail bot? Like, how they make money?
No, I mean, my copy's digital, but yeah, I'm sure it's retail.
They sell. There's no subscription or anything. They just
No. It's not a subscription game.
Okay, that's what I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you would probably like it because it's kind of like that Subnautica game that you like.
I forgot to play that.
But it's in a desert as opposed to underwater. I mean, that's basically what...
Oh, I need to play that on my new monitor.
So that's how I would describe it to you.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I mean, it's too many games, but Age of Conan.
Yeah.
Age of Exile. All right. Now it's
I
time.
I didn't hate it.
I'm looking through the rest of the list, and there's really not that much this week. So
that's fine.
Stay tuned next week when we'll have even less releases.
Gets a little bit light around when it starts building up for E3.
Right. And, you know, spring is in the air. Everybody's out trying to get laid.
I'm just trying to get away from the rain.
Oh. Right. You know what I'm not trying to get away from, though? HelloFresh. I try to get as close to HelloFresh as possible. Man, we've been having some good HelloFresh meals recently. They've been kind of a little bit out of control. But what is HelloFresh? Do you not know what HelloFresh is? HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers your favorite step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. So let me tell you a little bit about HelloFresh. It's very convenient. You can choose your delivery day for whenever it works for you. And then that day, every week, they'll send you an insulated box that's got the whole week's meals in it. And all the meals are got the pre-measured ingredients and the recipes with the six steps. And it's less than $10 a meal. And what else?
It's all real yummy.
It is so yummy.
And this week, you know, one thing I will say is, if for some reason you have something going on and you need to skip a week, it's really easy to do. It's just one button push in the app. Like this week is Girl Scout week, and with my wife being the troop leader, it's kind of hard for us to actually plan meals. So we skip this week, but we're back on for next week. And I will say two things. One, I miss having good dinners.
Right.
It's only been a week and I hate it. And two, it's amazing how nice and convenient it is. So
yeah, they're really satisfying, the meals. I mean, we had some really, really good ones last week and this week. I'm going backwards just to remember what we had last week too, because I know we had some good ones. Have you ever had the Korean beef bibimbap?
I didn't. I saw that, but I didn't get it. How is it?
I've had that twice now. Cause
yeah, it's fantastic.
You got to get that one. That's just like it's over rice. It's got the veggies in it.
It takes some prep, though, that one.
Because you got to slice a lot of veggies. It's worth it, though.
Yeah, no, it's definitely worth it. But
I will get anything that has poblano peppers in it. I didn't even know how much I liked poblano peppers until HelloFresh, because they offer like a lot of stuff with poblano peppers.
I had them last night in the pork carnitas tacos.
And I'm like, and now it's all I ever want is, oh, what has poblanos?
I didn't even know what those were until I started doing HelloFresh.
That's so good.
And now I know that after I prepare them, I have to wash my hands thoroughly before I go to the bathroom.
Ooh.
Yeah, do you remember? I had that problem twice. If you have that problem once, it's understandable. Twice, it's sort of...
That's on you.
Yeah, that's on you. And I have not hit the third time yet. But yeah, we want you to visit HelloFresh.com and enter promo code CADCAST30, and you'll get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. It's HelloFresh.com and promo code CADCAST30. I mean, I've said it a million times, but HelloFresh has really changed our life just because we're saving a lot of money doing this three times a week, and my kids eating healthy veggies and stuff that normally he wouldn't eat, but because I'm cooking it, he's got a connection to it now. And sometimes he'll even help me do it, and that'll give him an even closer connection to it. So basically, we've expanded our kids' eating horizons, and we're saving money and eating healthy, and it's awesome. So yeah, HelloFresh.com, promo code CADCAST30. Thank you, HelloFresh.
There were a couple. I found a couple more new releases that
squeeze them on in.
Yeah, Pixel Junk Monsters 2 is coming out this week.
Wow, Pixel Junk Monsters 2. Wow,
that's a game I haven't heard in a long time.
I loved Pixel Junk Monsters 1.
Yeah,
yeah. My wife and I played that together.
So did we. I mean, not me and your wife. Me and my wife. I mean, yeah. End transmission.
That's the show, folks.
Remember that question 2 weeks ago, and if we're ever going to end the show. Oh, interesting. So now I'm looking at Pixel Junk Monsters 2 up to see what it looks like, and I forgot how to spell. Does it just look like? Oh, is it only on Switch?
No, it's on PS4 as well.
Oh, look! Wait a minute! It's like 3D now.
Yeah, it's got a 3D look to it now.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it should be cool. I'm sure it's very well put together.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. I know Limited Run is doing a physical copy of that.
Cool.
As well. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not realize that was this soon.
I never heard of it. I didn't know it was coming.
They didn't. I don't think they announced it very long ago. So.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
So that and State of Decay comes out this week as well.
I'm sorry, what game? Never heard of it.
Right.
I don't know what that is.
Is that this week? No, it's next week, isn't it?
What now?
It's 20. The 18th, I believe.
State of Decay is 22nd.
22nd. Oh, okay. Maybe it's, I don't know, maybe it partially releases for people or something.
It partially releases for people that are cool, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And got paid.
Yep.
Big time.
Yes. People got paid and apparently have friends that I don't have. Mm.
I think your first theory was correct, that if you got invited to Microsoft's press conference, you maybe got a code.
That's what I'm thinking.
Is that it now? Are we talking about State? So we're not going to talk about State of Decay yet, right? We're going to still tease a little?
Sure.
Yes.
Tease it up.
Tease it up. All right. Well, let's head on over to Multiplatforming and Wombat's Overwatch Onslaught and news and stuff. There's some big Overwatch news, Wombat.
I saw Nerf guns.
What the hell? I mean, next year Nerf guns. What? Why were the Nerf guns not ready a year and a half ago?
I don't know. And they're not even like regular ones. They're the rival ones.
The ones that hurt?
Yeah. That the ones that shoot balls.
That shoot the balls.
The ones that you don't use inside the house?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with those, but I mean, we talked about it a while ago. Like, why did they never come out with just regular action figures that cost a reasonable amount of money? Like, they had the pops. Okay, that's cool, but can't do too much with the pops.
Want something that your kid can play with, kind of a thing?
Yeah, I mean, just like $15.
Most action figures in general are really not toys for children anymore.
Oh,
so.
No. But I still see a lot, though, I feel.
Well, they came out with, when the Avengers came out, they came out with those basic action, like a line of the basic action figures in addition to a line of fancy action figures. And with Justice League, they did the same thing. My son does have too many of the Justice League ones, which are now at Five Below, so that's nice. And I may have spoiled him when they had that big sale on the Avenger ones when that came out. So, but I like him playing with action figures because that means he's not playing on his iPad.
Of course.
And that's...
He's not out there doing cocaine.
He's not out on the streets hustling for money. So,
no.
Stay where I could see you, boy.
I guess with Overwatch, the characters are so different that...
Is that something kids are clamoring for? I just don't see it.
I don't know. I guess like Fortnite figures would be much more popular.
What about Hello Neighbor? I know nothing about that, and it seems like there's an awful lot of merchandise for that at Target.
And Roblox.
Roblox is ridiculous.
Roblox, I understand. Like, I get that.
Both my children play that way too much.
Is Hello Neighbor, like, is that a thing that kids are into?
It has a YouTube following, apparently.
Yeah, okay. It's big with YouTubers because it's got that scare, the jump scare stuff. Similar to like a Five Nights at Freddy's phenomena too.
Gotcha. I can't believe how much merchandise there is for it.
Yeah, there's a lot. I don't know who's buying it. My kids have no interest in that.
Mustachioed man with a shovel?
Like, yeah.
Is there a big draw for those stuffed animals? I don't understand.
Nope, not like Five Nights at Freddy's.
So. I saw you got some new sheets.
Sheets, yes. Elliot has the Five Nights at Freddy's sheets.
Are those from Target?
Those are from Target. Oh, they were on clearance.
Well, we got the Minecraft
clearance.
Ones.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ty's in love with the Minecraft sheets.
Yeah, $10. Can't go wrong.
Oh, these are 30, I think.
Wow. We should have waited for them to go on clearance.
We're big time over here.
I guess so.
Only 999 thread count, though.
Not worth it.
Yeah. I'm going to burn them. No, he was like, the design is actually pretty attractive.
That's cool. I saw them.
Mrs.
Minecraft is still Minecraft is also still a big thing in this house. They still play a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that game. I like that better than Roblox. At least I find the creativity. Yeah.
It's like Lego.
Yeah, exactly. With Roblox, I'm sort of mixed. They play with their friends, so I guess I don't mind the social aspect, but I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Whoops. just erase this article that we're supposed to talk about next. Cliffy B's boss, Key Productions, got shut down, or he shut it down.
Yes. Sad.
I guess so. Radical Heights was just like a last ditch effort. I mean, I guess that's not so surprising because they put it out in such an early state. But yeah, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else I have to say about that.
Me neither. That's sad. It's always sad when someone loses their job. And
well, it's his own company.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, there's a lot. He didn't work there alone.
Right.
Right.
So all those people lost their job.
Yeah, that's the
that's the part he didn't talk about that much in his tweet. But I guess, didn't he take a break from gaming before?
Well, yeah.
So he's going back to his break.
Yes.
Yeah, but this time a whole lot of people are going.
Right. Coming with
him. On his break with him.
Right. Right. They may not have been ready for the break. Boo.
They were just in it for the law.
Oh, poor lawbreakers.
It wasn't a bad game.
But is that even what it's called, Lawbreakers?
Yes. It's so generic. You either be part of the law or part of the breakers.
Yeah. Lawbreakers, right?
I liked that game. It was fun.
I know,
fun.
You shot people. Yeah. They should have just ripped off Tribes.
They should have just made merchandising.
For what?
That's where it's at.
Don't you need the game first?
No.
You don't really?
You just have to be popular on YouTube somehow.
Loot boxes.
They should have just paid a popular YouTuber and then gone that route.
I'm sure they probably ran out of money.
It's not a bad route.
Added more dancing. The kids like dancing.
Oh my God. Ty, just everywhere we go, he doesn't even like Fortnite, but everywhere we go, he does the dances for Fortnite. We're in Target. He's just going down the aisle doing the floss or whatever the other ones are.
I do not know, but I'll take your word for it.
And meanwhile, he got a fucking victory royale with playing duos with his classmate. I got nothing. And I've played a lot. I've played a lot more than he has. It's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
I bought A Way Out, which I believe is a multi-platform game. Is it not?
That sounds correct, yes.
That does sound correct. So it was $15 on Xbox, which seemed pretty cheap. And I was told that it's a game that I could play with my wife by my side in this split screen.
My wife.
What's that?
Nothing.
And I asked, like, it's not too hard, right? Like, my wife could, it's not like too twitchy or anything like that. And people are like, no, it's fine. Some people said they played it with their wives and they liked it. They liked the story and they really appreciated that it wasn't too long. Like, it's a good, quick hit, basically. So I sat down with Mrs. Chibi and she quickly found a way out. She just cannot do the third person control. Like,
you can play that game online with someone who doesn't own the game.
I did not know that. We may have to.
I own
that
game.
Yes.
Did you?
Shipwreck owns the game, but you can play that online with someone who doesn't own the game.
That's nice. Well, Mrs. GB tapped out very quickly. So yeah, that's my review of A Way Out. It was too hard for Mrs. GB. She just could not control the camera. She was getting frustrated. I think the fact that she's not used to playing a third-person action game like that, and the fact that you don't get to control over the full screen, was like the 1-2 punch that made her want to bail. So, yeah. What else we got here, Wombat?
Well, you already talked about the other thing on there. So
year one of it.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's move on to Nintendo then. I purchased a Labo as a present for Ty because I
feel like... Are you wearing the robot suit right now?
I didn't get him the robot one.
Oh.
I got him the cheaper one because, It's like this, I don't even know what it's called, the variety kit or something like that. He didn't want to go to Japanese school last week, and he was like crying about it. He's upset. And
some Japanese people made this. Here you go.
No. I didn't bribe him or anything like that. I didn't threaten him or anything. But he turned his attitude around and went to school. And I felt like I was very impressed. He's, 10 years old. I realized if it was me, he was like, welcome, all the other kids don't have to go to school on Saturday and all that shit. I was like, if it was me, I'd be complaining a lot more and wouldn't have just turned around and went to school and not been a dick about it. I would have been a dick about it. So I surprised him with a Labo when he got back from school, which he ignored for, I don't know, 2 days? He has such limited time to play games. So like the priority was to get the Minecraft in as soon as possible. So he had to get the Minecraft in first. But then eventually he got to the Labo. I think I maybe let him play the Labo on Monday after school. I forget. But he did the he built the little insect thing that's like a remote control insect. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
And it just vibrates. I mean, he had fun and it killed some time. And it used his mind, I guess. But the end result is not, I mean, at least to me, didn't seem that exciting. Just steering around the little cardboard bug on the tabletop from the vibrations in the Joy-Cons. Is that what they're called? So I don't know. I can see them selling a lot of these though, like because you see the box in the store and you pick it up, like it seems really substantial, like it's heavy and it's big, but it's just a bunch of cardboard in there. So I don't know. We've only done that one thing. Well, he did it all himself. Well, he's only done that one thing. We'll report back to see if he has any interest in doing any more or just goes back to playing Minecraft. But he appreciated, I think, the gesture. It was the thought that counts. What else we got here? Here's a Nintendo question from Nick at Nick Oliveira 1. With the return of Mario Tennis to the Switch, what do you think would be some of the most fun Mario themed sports games? Well, what are they? There's not that many, are there? They got the Olympics, soccer,
golf.
I mean, how fun could golf?
Baseball. No, the golf games are good.
Yeah, I take that back. I've played so many golf games.
I don't know why I said that. Right. They've got baseball.
The soccer one's
that one makes the most sense because it has the worldwide appeal as well.
And who made this the soccer one?
How good would a Mario wrestling game be?
That is a good idea, but it sounds
like a WWE style Mario wrestling game.
Fantastic.
Or like Fire Pro Wrestling.
Yep.
Man, that would be
the memes. Think of the memes.
That they would make so much money on that.
Yep, and you could have great DLC for that all the time. Different outfits for all the characters.
Yep.
We're having a lot of good ideas for Nintendo on this show, just sort of off the top of our head, really.
Right. That just seems like a no-brainer. I can't believe they haven't done that before.
Yeah, especially since wrestling's so huge in Japan.
Right. It's yeah, man. Nintendo, get on it. Mario Wrestling.
Is it the violence?
But aspect? No, they have Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
Huh. So it's not a violence issue. I just don't think that they've tackled this yet. I'd play that.
Yeah, I would too. I'd like to see the soccer one. I'd like to see hockey, which I know they haven't done since NES.
Hockey is one of those ones that they'll throw in like a compilation type thing, though.
That's lame. Just put a hockey skin on Super Mario Striker. It pretty much would be fine. You know what I'm saying? Just reskin that game.
They just paint one of their legs to look like a hockey stick.
I mean, it's not going to require that much work. You put in, you change the physics on the grass. Like,
flatten out the ball.
It's not rocket science. We can make this happen at a low price. I mean, the problem is just nobody gives a shit about hockey in Japan, but it never stopped them from making NES ice hockey. So there's a lot of great ideas here, Nintendo.
They've never mastered the basketball game either.
That's hard, though.
I think I do agree that that one's a little bit harder.
I think that's really hard. I mean, look, EA can't even
master the basketball.
Spending millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, these other things are proven, and they're proven that you don't need, you know, AAA development to make a great wrestling game or to make a great sports arcade game.
Wombat, I feel like
we should be charging money to Nintendo for all these great ideas.
Does Wombat know any sports?
Wait, I can think of a sport. European handball, that's a sport, right?
That'd be all right.
Yeah.
It actually would be okay.
Dodgeball would be good too. How about dodgeball?
With how about all the dodgeball?
Mario dudes?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Good ideas, damn.
You could probably just you put Mario in any sport and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Mario.
Whatever.
Yeah, no one gets shit anymore.
All right, let's talk about Microsoft. Let's talk about State of Decay, too. Let's make Wombat jealous.
I honestly know nothing about the game other than the two of you have it. That's all I know.
Right, right. I played a very little bit of the first one. But I know that Microsoft bought the developer. Is that right? Or they acquired the IP? Something. Both? Chip, do you have the information on this?
I do not.
Undead Studios, I think.
Okay.
Look that up while I talk about the game. Because sure. I think like Microsoft is a pretty major push on this. I mean, it's an exclusive. Clearly. What's that?
Got to have something.
You got to have something. There's been a big push to raise the quality of this game over the original game. And from what I've seen, that part has been very successful. The game looks fantastic on my PC, especially with my new monitor setup and all the G-Sync and all that shit. It's 60 frames per second. It's very good looking. But I'll tell you what type of game it is. What type of game is it? It's a zombie survival game. There's base building and a little bit of base building and community management, but nothing that you would like need a notebook for. You know, it's easy to grasp. This is not high level stuff here. There is combat. There's a lot of combat with the zombies, and it looks very good. It's simple. Which I think I actually have come to appreciate, because these guys, like when your characters die in this game, they're dead for good. And you're constantly building up their stats. And there's a ton of RPG elements to the game. The stats are built up by doing the action. So the more combat you do, the better they get at combat. But of course, you build these dudes up and they die, it's over. You lose them forever. You're taking over different buildings in the town, and you're looking for resources like food, medicine, ammunition, fuel, to things that you need to power your community. I'm having a lot of fun with the game. It does get very intense when you're out like on a looting mission, or a looting mission is basically, hey, I need food, otherwise my guys are gonna die. It's not like an actual mission that you select. But you have needs, and if you don't meet them, your guys will start dying off. And you certainly don't want to be losing your characters in the middle of these things. But it's really well done. There's vehicles. There's there's this co-op that you can play online, which I haven't tried yet. But there's the AI that can come with you too. I think you would like it, Wombat. I don't think there's any dress up, but you're recruiting different characters, you know, when you're meeting them, you know, from saving them from different zombies. It seems like really well done from what I played so far. My one complaint is that when I'm playing it on, and I know it's Xbox One X enhanced, but when I'm playing it on the console versus PC, I got the same problem that I have with, I think, a lot of these Xbox One enhanced games, which is, for some reason, well, I know the reason, They're targeting 4K on everything because they think that that's the marketing point that they need to be pushing. And because of that, there's no way they're going to hit 60 frames per second. So you're stuck with 30 frames per second. And it just, it's pretty jarring when you're coming from the PC. And it's unnecessary. Like, they could easily have this running at 1080p and looking great, or a little bit above that and getting 60 frames per second and still looking great. It's just, they want to say it's 4K, and because of that, we're going to get a shitty frame rate, basically. So that's kind of a bummer, but it is all, I do love the Play Anywhere feature, where it just, the game's always synced up and your progress carries over from one to the other. So I don't know. I'm excited about it. I hope that we can play together, Ship and Wombat.
Sure.
Maybe this dude will come through and send a code soon for you, Wombat, or whatever. It's coming out on Game Pass when it releases on the 22nd. So
yeah, I'll try it then for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I played hours and hours of this today.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm glad you had fun. I played a lot more God of War over the weekend. Does that count for anything?
I have not.
Before we get to that, Undead Labs is still independent. They just have a multi-year, multi-title agreement with Microsoft.
Got it. Okay, I knew there was a deal made there. Cool. So how's God of War treating you?
It's really good. I still like that game. And the only problem, I probably played too much for too long. So I got to a point where I was like, okay, I need to take a break. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Like, I think I need to be playing it in shorter bursts than I was playing it in over the weekend. The problem is that I find I only have time to sit down to play that game over the weekend. So I'm sort of in this weird catch 22.
12-hour chunks.
But, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's like, if I can get the kids in bed by 8:30, I can play from 8:30 to 11.
I know what you're saying. But in the reverse direction, you don't want to be playing it too spread far apart, because there's a lot of controls to that game.
And you forget everything. It's like, where was I going and who was I going to talk to? Why do I need to talk to this person? Who's the giant of what now? Who?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm pretty far along in the game at this point, though. And I got a really good set of armor that I found. So I'm happy with that, nice. Too. But it's just, I don't know. I hit that, you know, when you hit a point in the game where you stop going to the hidden areas because you just kind of want to go.
Sure.
Keep moving forward.
Shipwreck doesn't know that feeling, but.
No, but you probably do. I'm sure we have listeners that know that feeling. I'm kind of hit that feeling where I'm like, okay, I see the puzzle over there, maybe later. But for now, I'm just going to keep going forward. I'm okay with what I got. So.
I reached the point where I've unlocked so many different moves and things that there's no way I can remember what all of them are.
Well, most of it is all just the same nonsense. It's like, okay, if you have the axe, then you wait a second, push R1. Wait a second, push R2. Oh, you don't have the axe? Wait a second, push R1.
That's what I'm saying, is I just keep doing sort of like the same things over and over again. Not really taking advantage of all the
Hold down R1. Hold down R2. It's not like it's that mind-numbingly difficult.
Right. I think I did open up God of War and played just like a few minutes, and then I was like, I'm not really in the mood for this.
Yeah.
For something else. While we're talking about Sony, it looks like Sony is changing up their E3 plans, at least for their press conference, because they're not having it at their usual spot this year. They're having it at some studio that's not the usual one, and Ship didn't get an invite. Usually, we all get the invites at the same time, and yeah.
That's okay.
So, I know, but it's interesting that they're changing, I guess, because when you're winning, you think they're trying to save money? Like, what do you think's happening here?
Well, I heard that there's also a party that different people are getting invited to as well, so I don't know. I don't know what the thought is. Maybe you're getting some new device or something.
I don't think so. That seems unlikely.
I know last year it seemed like they were giving a a press event just because they had to type of thing. If you remember, it was nothing but just trailers one after another for an hour and a half.
That's right.
Like, there was no presentation. It was just there was like on stage stuff a little bit, I guess, like just like special effects and things. But it was just trailer after trailer after trailer, and it just felt off. So maybe, it doesn't surprise me that they're doing something different this year.
Like, do you think it's going to be like a more of like a Nintendo Treehouse type thing with a small in-studio audience? Like, small, I mean like a few hundred instead of a couple thousand?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what you know how big that theater is.
Well, I don't know exactly. That's like a sort of a big complex where the place they're having. I don't know if that's exactly the spot in the complex where they're having it. I was guessing with you.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't. We know that it doesn't like really matter how many people they fit into these things. It's
it's the same outcome.
Yeah, it's the same outcome no matter what. It's just an interesting move. In that you would, I think the point of inviting as many people as possible is to get on everybody's good side because everybody's already out there for E3 to begin with.
Looking for things to do, maybe grab some free food and drinks.
Right. And
watch an hour and a half of trailers.
Yeah, play some games, you know, E3 type stuff.
Sure. Sometimes they decide they don't want to do that anymore.
Right. This is going to be a really strange E3 with the extended hours at the convention center.
Yep.
It starts earlier in the day, it goes later into the night. Mm-hmm. They've split it up to where the first part of the day is industry only. And then
right.
then the it's every man for themselves the second half of the day.
I feel really bad for the people who are working the show.
Sure.
That's a lot of work.
And then you have Microsoft doing their own thing just a block away.
What are they doing? Oh, they're not on the show floor?
They just have a mixer. That's all they have at the show floor. Mixer booth.
And where is their thing again?
Their thing is at the Microsoft Theater.
Oh, the Microsoft?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one right there by on the other side of Staples Center, right by our hotel.
Oh, wait. The place where the Jeff Keighley thing is? No.
No, no. This is where Nintendo used to do their press conference.
Oh. I don't know. I'm confused now. It doesn't matter.
The Nokia. What used to be the Nokia Theater.
But I thought that's where the Jeff Keighley Coliseum is.
No, the Coliseum, I think, is over where EA did their little thing at.
Oh, by the bowling alley.
By the bowling alley, yeah.
Gotcha. Of course. You want to be by the bowling alley. So we'll see.
And EA is still doing their thing offsite.
That sucks.
I'm assuming Bethesda's booth will be not much because they're going to do their whole press conference thing again.
Weird. You have no invite to the Sony thing, and it looks like that's going to be really hard to get.
I'm not going to chase that down if the numbers are what they are. I mean,
the Microsoft thing is too early for me to get to.
Yeah, so I'll be going to Microsoft. You'll be going to Sony. We'll pass in the night on our way to a 40X movie.
I wonder what's playing.
Maybe Jurassic World, I think, too.
Oh, that would be the greatest thing ever. Oh, yes, please. It is going to be a weird E3. It's a lot of weird stuff going on. And weed is legal in California now. It's going to get really weird. It's going to get crazy.
Really weird, huh?
Really mean. What else we got
Rage
here?
Rage 2 it's going to be announced more.
Yes, I watched the trailer just before we started the show.
Okay.
It looks pretty good, I got to say.
It always looked pretty good.
I know.
If it's a full game this time, which I think it probably will be.
Oh, it looks like there's a big focus on vehicular combat. And Avalanche is making the game. So that should be done pretty well, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. There were vehicles in the first game, right? Correct. There just wasn't anything to do with them besides drive. Like, occasionally, like, there'd be other vehicles that would try to attack you or something.
I believe there was a cannon on the vehicle, and it was sort of a good way of doing damage easily to in pretty much any situation. So it was sort of good to have the vehicle, but...
I remember it felt like there was that first town in Rage, and it felt like it was meant to be such, like, a bigger game. Like, you were supposed to, like... be going to different settlements and everything.
I feel like that was something that they talked that when that game came out, was that people complained that the game felt unfinished. I never played it, so I don't know.
It was a graphical showcase, is what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, yeah. It just seemed like there was big ambitions. It was like the original Halo, where everything was open and there was all this stuff, and then you got like 3/4 of the way through it. It and then they just had to like recycle stuff to get to the end of the game, but this felt that way like a quarter into the game. It's like, oh yeah, they had all these systems that they didn't have time to implement, and they realized they couldn't build all these environments, so they're gonna stick you into like some tunnel type shooters for a while.
Yes, that is, it does happen.
This will be interesting though. I I'm sure that there will be marketing like crazy for this at E3.
It looks, I mean, the trailer's very good looking. It looks like a game that I want to play. And it doesn't really tell you much about, you know, what type of modes it has. It seems like if they could put a battle royale mode into this game, that could be a good thing that people would like, especially if they could spin off a free to play version of that. Because it seems like definitely the vehicles are a big part, and like customization of the vehicles and blowing each other up in the vehicles. So everybody likes that, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Twisted Metal vibes.
Yeah. Bethesda's had a pretty good run here. So.
Mm-hmm. At Lucian CT2K2 wants an update on my new PC display. I got the G-Sync with the high frame rate thingy majobs. I noticed the biggest difference is not that, but it's much brighter than my old Dell. Meanwhile, Best Buy was selling the Dell G-Sync 1440p monitors for $350 new. And I thought I got an awesome deal. I think what's happening is the HDR versions are coming out now. So you may be able to get deals on the non-HDR versions. But, I mean, it's a great display, and I don't regret buying it for $430 or whatever it was as a refurb. But I think I could live without a frame rates above 60. I think it's – maybe just, I'm just old. I don't know. No regrets, though. One cagbag question, Wombat, and then you can go to sleep. How's your head?
It's not that. I have to work after this, so
doesn't matter. Oh, no.
Doesn't matter. Just, yeah. So.
All right. At DrockBox1 asks, as I get closer to 40, my desire to play games has lessened. I prefer to read and listen to podcasts about games than actually play that much. My question is, would you play games less if the CAGcast stopped? Have your desires to play ever waned with age? Did they come back? Hashtag crisis.
It happens a lot. You get into games for a while and I go on a tear, and then I won't play anything for like 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and then... It's really more about the games themselves, I think, than anything else. There will be stretches where it's like, I don't want to play anything. So,
and something will catch your eye.
Yeah.
And your imagination.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, hey, I like video games.
Exactly. Then I remember that I like them.
You do?
I do. Yes. I could, certainly there's times where you just find yourself not playing that much. Like, yeah. Right now, I haven't been playing a ton because the NBA playoffs are on. And so it's easy to just, like, sit down and read comics while I'm watching the NBA playoffs and not have to think at all. Rather, mm-hmm. Like, it's relaxing to not play games for a few weeks, I would say.
Yeah. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And then you can... get hooked on some game, like Ghost Recon. You went all in on Ghost Recon, so you right. Needed, that's you needed that's to cool off for a little while.
Part of it is it's like I went all in on Destiny 2, and then I followed that up with all in on Wildlands, and I got done with those two games, and it's just like it takes a while to like really want to get back into something else then, just because you've just kind of like burnt yourself out and you haven't had to think about what you want to play. It's yeah. just coming home from work, putting the kids to bed, and then playing the same game every night for like 3 months.
It's like work too.
Right. It's like work too. Like you know what you have to do. Like it's been on your to-do list for the last 3 months.
Gotta take out these drug czars.
Right. Yeah. Like there's a certain comfort to it. And now I've been dabbling a little bit in games, trying to find what my next endeavor is.
Yeah. It's all healthy, very healthy.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to experiment some.
All right.
Maybe get some of those testosterone drugs.
Don't do that.
It might help out.
The ones they sell at the gas station?
Uh-huh.
All right.
That's where they sell the best drugs.
Wombat's going to need that right now to get his work done.
Right.
Yeah, I'm focused on it, and I don't want to be, and I'm just angry. So.
Yes, all right.
Stay tuned for the Avengers spoiler after the show.
we did it already. Maybe oh, okay. Deadpool spoiler next stuff. Week, maybe.
We'll see.
We shall see. I'll remind you to follow us on Twitter at GBD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, at CAG Deals on Instagram. Definitely want to follow us there. Discord.gg/CAG. And of course, go to HelloFresh.com and enter code CAGCAST30 to get $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. And with that, we will say see you next week.
Bread's done.
Rather than compare personal computers ourselves, we asked the computers which one was better on the basis of price and memory. The Apple II preferred the Commodore 64. Then we asked the IBM, and it picked the Commodore 64. Then the Radio Shack chose the Commodore 64. That's what we like about our competition. They're so honest. The Commodore 64. What nobody else can give you at twice the price.